Last year, a complaint was alleging that the former minister had abused his position and had directed the use of public funds to pay for, allegedly that was the complaint, that for his honeymoon. That was a complaint that was received. So he had really directed one of the public companies to pay for the bills at the hotel where he lodged, allegedly with the wife I just married. So we launched an investigation into that, which at the end of the day really established that there was indeed a payment that was made to this. I think it's the best hotel in the country, really. The payment was, although on paper, it seemed to have been something work-related, but in actual fact, there was nothing official that the minister was doing at that hotel that would incur those kind of costs.
You mean to say there was an attempt to shroud the payment as work-related when it actually wasn't?
Yes, there was. That's what our investigations have established, that on the paper, the payment was put as if there was a meeting that the minister was attending on something to do with water tariffs, because this is the Minister of Water and Irrigation. So, but in actual fact, our investigations have established that there was no such meeting at that particular hotel on that particular day.
Ms. Chizoma, so now that you have evidence, he has been arrested, what happens next?
So what happens next is we have interrogated them, and as per the law, we are supposed to bring them before court because we arrested them on a warrant of the court. So the warrant says before 48 hours elapsed, you are supposed to bring them before court so that they can be formally charged. So that has just happened like an hour ago, and they asked for bail. And we usually don't object to bail because it's a constitutional right. All we ask for is that there should be strict conditions that would ensure their attendance to the trial. So the court has granted them bail. I think the process is still going on at the moment because I think the court is assessing the sureties that have been identified as one of the conditions for the bail. So they are now, they've been granted bail. But next is now for the court now to give us the date when the actual trial starts.
Well, I understand the Anti-Corruption Bureau also charged others with abuse of office, neglect of duty, and theft. What led to that?
Yeah, so it's not three others. It's actually two others. The first one was the principal secretary in the ministry where this minister was heading. So it's the principal secretary, actually, who wrote a memo to this public institution, which is the Lilongwe Water Board, to make that payment. And surely for us, when we say neglect of duty, he ought to have known that what he was doing was not right. He deliberately, in our view, turned a blind eye to the very fact that he knew that there was no such meeting happening at that hotel.
I understand they have all denied any wrongdoing, and some supporters of the former ruling party or the opposition party are of the view that the man is being persecuted, or the ACB, the Anti-Corruption Bureau, is being used to persecute those who are deemed political opponents. What do you say to that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't comment about politics because that's what I do. All we do here is to investigate and prosecute corruption. So what we have here is a case of corruption. I will not comment about their politics.
So what is the message here to the people of Malawi following the arrest of these individuals?
Well, the message is clear. Don't indulge in corruption, and it does not matter who you are. If you indulge in corruption and we get the fact, I mean, we do our investigation and we establish that it's actually true, you will get arrested. It's that simple. Anyone who gets involved in corruption will be caught, and that's it.